The legal battle over abortion rights did not end with Friday's Supreme Court ruling that overturns Roe v. Wade. Just the opposite. The landmark ruling has triggered moves to restrict abortions as soon as possible in some states and moves to strengthen abortion rights in others. And that's giving rise to a complicated and potentially confusing patchwork of laws that vary state to state. And legal experts are expecting new cases to emerge as states that outlaw the procedure try to make their bans apply beyond their borders. We're turning to Rachel Rabushe, who is a professor of law and the interim dean of Temple University's Beasley School of Law. Rachel, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Earlier this year, a lawmaker in Missouri introduced an amendment that would create civil liability for anybody who helps another person travel out of state to get an abortion. That bill did not become law. But are you expecting states that have banned abortion to also try to restrict access to abortion in other states?
I think so. I think that there are already mumblings that proposed legislation, once trigger laws and other laws are in effect, banning abortion within a state, that some states will seek to punish providers who provide abortions to their citizens, their residents outside of the state. There are constitutional problems with that approach. I think some of that legislation will end up in court, end up in litigation, but I certainly think that we can expect to see states try.
And there, we should say that there are states that have different laws about many things. Adult recreational marijuana use, it's legal in some states, but not in others. Gambling, same thing. So how would laws work that prevent someone from seeking an abortion where it is legal?
It would be a huge inroad to some of the assumptions we have as Americans about how we travel in this country. If gambling is illegal in my state and I go to Vegas for the weekend, I don't expect to be punished when I come back. And so it's not certain that a court would hold that a state has a power to apply its policies outside of its borders, but it's a very unsettled area of law, and it's particularly not settled as it applies to abortion.
So there are a lot of questions about the extraterritorial reach of the ban. Texas's law banning abortion after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, with no exception for rape or incest, that's known as SB 8, makes it legal for a private citizen to sue other private citizens and abortion providers if they suspect someone has performed an abortion or helped someone access abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. This is civil, not criminal litigation, and has basically shut down abortion access in Texas. There are other states that have modeled bans on this law. Do you see this kind of civil litigation as being used in other ways by states to restrict abortion?
I think that civil litigation could be a part of state strategies to try to ban abortion within their borders and outside their borders. We'll see criminal bans, of course, but I think there's nothing to stop a state like Missouri from also using civil penalties as another way to enforce its abortion policies. And so I think states are already thinking about those kinds of strategies, and they raise really important questions about jurisdiction, about how that provider might actually be liable to civil penalties, and what happens if, for instance, a Missouri court enters a default judgment against a provider for providing services that are legal in that provider's state. Those are just the tip of the iceberg of some of the complicated questions, made even more complicated by the efforts of New York, Connecticut, other states that are attempting to shield their providers from penalties, civil and criminal, if they are providing legal abortions within their own states.
Is there no clear precedent on this issue?
For cross-border bans, there are a couple of cases that the Supreme Court has decided decades ago, but they really had more to do with prohibiting communication about abortion, information about abortion services. So it was dealt with in a First Amendment context. The Missouri Supreme Court, speaking of Missouri, heard a case that considered whether or not the state could stop people from taking minors outside of the state for the purpose of avoiding parental involvement laws. And in that case, the Missouri Supreme Court said that it didn't believe that Missouri could attach its laws to people leaving the state. It's an unsettled area of law, but there are good reasons to think that cross-border laws would be unconstitutional.
Abortion pills are also an option for people. They can be mailed. They can be mailed from a place like New York to a place like Texas with very different laws. Do you expect states to try to restrict abortion pills from crossing state lines?
I think that's what we can expect. I think the fact that now that the FDA permits certified providers to mail pills, there's just a number of different avenues in which pills will become more portable. And I think we can expect states that have abortion bans to target that portability. And my fear is that in so doing, states might turn their attention to punishing patients, whereas now they focus on providers. I worry that the will to police how pills travel will end up in states targeting patients.
And lots more to talk about eventually on the legal landscape. Thank you very much, Rachel Rabushey, Professor of Law and Interim Dean of Temple University's Beasley School of Law. Thanks again.
Thank you.